This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am in the District of Columbia, kicking things off, trying to figure out if the mics are working. Jeff's wearing flip-flops. Good morning, Brian.
Microphone check. Microphone checker.
They work.
Bing bong. Knicks not going out like that.
All
right. I think the Pacers take them out Saturday night, but Knicks showed up last night. I kind of think the Pacers half-assed that thing,
yeah,
honestly.
It looked like they were.
Like, they're like, all right, we can just win back in Indy.
Well, you know what? If you think like that sometimes, that can get you. You mess around, you'd be in Game 7 back in New York.
Right. I don't think we're in like a, oh, man, the Pacers are in trouble situation. I think Knicks fans are going to push that, and if I had to guess, they'll be a very vocal Knicks supporter on ESPN screaming that here in a few minutes, but
we yelling A?
Yeah, exactly. How are you, man? What'd you get into? I asked B, I walked in this morning, I was like, oh, what'd you get into last night? He's like, man, I don't remember.
I'm trying to think, that's something I think I was trying to remember to tell you, but now I went over to this event.
How many bike rides you got going?
Well, it's the Armed Forces Classics, and I do a lot of stuff with Events DC, so there's the first year they're going to come into D.C. with the challenge ride where each lap is 12 to 13 miles, and you can go any – you could try
each lap is 12 to 13
miles? Yeah, so people try to do up to five laps. You know, my goal is just to go do three, maybe four, and
where
I'm done.
Where are the laps?
You start in D.C., back into Arlington, back into D.C. It starts over by the Capitol, and this is the first time they've allowed it in D.C.
When is it?
Saturday morning, tomorrow.
Damn.
Starts at 7.
And you're going to try to ride what sounds like...
I'm going to do about 36 to 48 miles.
Okay.
Then I may go play golf.
There you go.
Last time I did something like that, I shot 75. Whoop everybody.
With my clubs?
No. When I rode a bike, then...
Didn't you shoot a 75 with my clubs?
Yeah, but I'm talking about in a tournament.
Here's what I can tell you. My clubs did not shoot a 75 yesterday.
Your clubs are probably saying, like, damn, who was that dude was holding me the other day? I need him back.
Dog, so I have a match this afternoon. Mike Kelly, if you're listening, we're going to need you, buddy.
You going to tell a man before the match that you're just not bringing it?
Yeah. I'm in a bad headspace.
You got to figure it out, dog, man. Anybody out there that play golf, I'm going to ask you a question. Is your driver the best club in your bag? Because for JP, it seems to be.
You want to know what's crazy? Welcome to Crazy Town.
You hit it bad.
I'm hitting it okay.
But you,
I'm hitting the wedges good.
You normally hit the driver 248, 250 in the fairway.
Dog, I'm
and then you have a 140-yard shot, and he'll shank it.
I'm aware of what normally happens.
Hold on.
Yes, Jeff?
There is no way you could clown me for shooting a 130 and this is your confidence going out to the golf course.
Jeff, if I shot a 130, I'd kill myself.
Well, I'll get the gun ready for you.
y'all play the blue course?
Gold.
Okay, because you're playing the blue after those conditions, what is it now? Well, you might.
Yeah. Jeff, especially shooting a 130. Not what is the big course at Haynes? The white?
Yeah. No, the blue. The white is white? White is 68. It's like 59.
What is it?
Yards.
Red, white, blue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the blue is the big one, white's the middle, and red is
I shot like a we didn't really play nine because we ran into some traffic and then we like went around. So I played like nine holes, but not nine consecutive.
Yeah.
And I ended up it was just kind of like all over. Like, it wasn't like the holes we played would have been like a par 38, probably. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, I got you.
The driver's okay. I'm hitting the wedges well, which you know me is not normal.
Yeah.
I was fine, but I had like three triples on.
Because you got to the green late?
No.
Or did you jacket?
The first hole, groove a drive. Top a second shot. Put it to the fringe on the third. Three jack double. It's just, But then, like, on 18 gold, par three over water, I hit a really nice 5-iron to, like, the fringe, 13 feet, 3-jack bogey.
Wait, 3-jack from 13 feet?
Maybe it was, like, 18 feet, but yes.
Still.
I put it to, like, my first putt was pretty good. I put it to, in a very casual game, I might have picked it up, but I just wanted the par, and I missed that.
And you didn't pay attention.
Correct.
You got to focus on those. Like, I tell people, short putts are like fair catches. When you have the short putt, you just don't, I'm just hit it. It's going to go straight. Now, if some of those greens at Congressional, that 1-foot putt, 2-foot putt would break damn 7-8 inches.
See, you think I need to focus. Landfill, I think I need drugs. Are there drugs for that?
No, they may help you focus, but the problem is, you sometimes play golf and you get to a point where
I go
you,
too fast.
You no, you, well, that's my problem. I know I need to slow down. But you start off, you get a few holes in, and if you're hitting it good, you just relax and you go to our friend, you know? And then all of a sudden.
I had a couple surf sides working.
Oh, Lord. You started off early?
By the time I was out there, it was like 3:30. Is that early?
No, I'm saying you started off early with the drink.
Does the first hole count?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's early.
Also, a warm-up might not hurt. I go car to the first tee.
I normally do that all the time. that's why I tell people, if you don't get me in the first 2 holes, 3 holes, your ass in trouble.
You ready for the wildest part of this thing I got going today?
Let's go with it.
So, it's this tournament. My boy Ben Roth runs, and
you think I can fill in as you?
Maybe.
Anybody would know that I'm you?
I don't know.
Not you.
Put a hat on. Maybe they'll never know. I wasn't aware of this little caveat. So it's good players, right? And the good players, like you, get cranky when you got to give a lot of strokes.
Hell yeah.
Because, dude,
get better. You play golf every day, get better.
I'm a 14 handicap, right? So that I can shoot.
Good. Now I'm a 12.
Yeah, right.
I went up.
You're a 12.
Yeah.
You're just a liar about strokes. So being a 14 handicap means, I mean, I can legitimately shoot an 86 or I could shoot a 98. Like, that's my range. And to really good golfers, they get frustrated because it's like, I'm giving this dude 13 strokes, and he just shot an 88 on me. Like, what the hell? So, this is good golfer tournament, which my boy, Kelly plays with my boy Parker. These are all guys.
All right, yeah, I know.
Parker's an absolute stick. Parker had to get back surgery, so he's on the IL. So, Mike asked me to fill in. I was like, sure, man, I'm happy to play. They cap everything at 10.
You got to play.
So I'm not even getting my full set of strokes. So that's already in my head. And the dudes I'm playing against are like a +1 and a +2.
Don't worry about that. Because you mess around and go shoot 82 on them.
I doubt it.
What you need to do today, slow it down a little bit, and then just strike your shot.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. I'll let you know.
I got some advice for you, JP.
I don't want your advice.
Mm-hmm. Yo, actually,
if I was going DJing, I would want your advice.
No.
If take I it from somebody to the NBA, I would ask for your
take
advice.
Take it from somebody who completely sucks at golf.
Okay.
Don't worry about their game. I'd be out there with B Mitch. I don't be like, man, I got to shoot like B. Just worry about your game, bro. You'll be all right. You'll be fine.
That is a good, because like a lot of times when you see another person stripe a shot or whatever, you naturally swing harder. When, hell, why swing harder? Just swing it smooth. And if you swing it smooth, you'll find it in the short grass most times.
A friend of ours just sent us a text. He said, Jay, you need to smoke a joint and play. It'll change your golf game.
I know who that friend is without even looking.
Damn, Jeff putting people on Front Street, man.
soon as you said joint, I knew who it was.
Landfill, can you look into drugs for me? Just let me know what you can do with that. I think there's got to be something to, maybe I need that in all facets of my life. Just calm my head, make more sense.
It's actually a good medicine these days. You know, people use it to calm people down and all that. You know, instead of getting ashwagandha, you get ashwaweed.
Maybe I need some ashwagandha. I need one of those drinks. They make like ashwagandha drinks.
Well, ashwagandha normally just makes you like be less stressed and focused. You know, you may need that.
You know who put me on to ashwagandha actually?
Who?
Was I don't want to put her out there. Our friend that used to work at MGM that moved to North Carolina. Okay. She's like, you got to try this.
Yeah, ashwagandha is good.
Somebody deliver us some ashwagandha. The Stanley Cup Finals are set.
Mm-hmm.
Can we all? I've been an Edmonton fan. I've been on the Oilers for a while now.
I know Lanford not going for anybody from Canada.
That's messed up. One vote Edmonton. Who you voting for?
I'm going Florida. I'm going Florida.
Florida. Jeffrey?
Florida.
Why you hate Edmonton?
I don't hate Edmonton.
It seems like it.
It's just I've seen Florida play. I just think they're going to win it.
How many Panthers games have you watched?
I don't watch them, bro. It's just like
you
they come across.
You've seen them play.
They come across. I watch a little bit of it, and I be like, man, they really dominating. Then I just switch the channel.
Who's my guy? That's a Panthers fan. Kodak Black, I think.
Yeah.
Remember
your boy?
We got to talk to him. That was a hell of a conversation. Landfill, Team Edmonton,
Florida all the way.
White Brian, if your name is White Brian, you got to root for the Canadian team.
No, Florida, Kachuk.
Yeah, man, Matthew.
What do you know? I'm Zach.
Hey, what is Jeff? Jeff, what you say Kachuk name was? Because it had the T first.
Tickachuk.
Yeah, Tickachuk.
Oh boy,
I still don't understand it.
Silent T, dog.
Yeah,
it's probably like Slavic. I don't know the country of origin, as the spelling bee kids would say.
They just thought, yeah, we're going to put a silent T right here, and it's just going to say Kachuk.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
I mean, language is interesting, Jeff.
I don't know what to tell you.
Scared Terrence wants to know.
Yeah, Chapatulas, when you go to New Orleans, that T is solid.
Where is the bike ride? He wants to come root for you and possibly heckle you.
Scared Terrence want to do that?
Yeah.
It's in New Jersey. Nah, it starts right here at the Capitol.
There you go.
You know, and I think we go across the bridge. Out into somewhere out in Arlington and back.
What, Memorial Bridge, probably?
I think you stand on Eastern Avenue.
Nah, that's a different
kind. That's where it's at, Scarred.
Scarred, be on Eastern Avenue about 9 a.m.
Yeah, I passed by and said, what up?
No, at 9 a.m., everyone's going to be in the house because they're going to think he's undercover.
I don't know. The videos you post seem like broad daylight with working folks, working ladies everywhere.
But not Scarence Terrence just standing on the corner. They would think something up. Man.
What would happen if I just came over there?
They would say the narcs are on the block.
Messed up, Jeff. Stanley Cup Finals are set. A rematch of last year, Panthers-Oilers. You know what will be fun? Is if AD decided we need to go to a Stanley Cup game, shoot down to Florida. Or hell, I'll go to Edmonton, but that's a much farther flight.
Yeah. I don't care. I'll go to either.
I would also, I would consider something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How far do we think it is to Edmonton on a bus?
I'm not even trying to think about it because I'm not doing it.
GoFundMe for the Rooster. He's the biggest hockey fan in the world.
Man, Rooster not doing that.
Apparently,
Rooster like to just say he's the biggest stuff and he don't like stuff because he just think it's the thing to do.
Do you know what Edmonton from here by a car is?
From here by car to Edmonton, I'm going to say 3 days.
36 hours.
That'll take you more than 3 days because nobody's driving it. Well, it may take about 3 days. You're not driving straight through, so you're going to have to stop, take a rest. So basically going to Edmonton is probably a little farther than going straight to L.A., right?
I don't know. That's a good question because it's not as far west.
My son drove from San Fran to Louisiana and then Louisiana to North Carolina.
That's a haul.
Yeah. He drove from San Francisco to Louisiana, then he stayed there for about 3 weeks before he decided to do the next ride.
Unfortunately for Chris Russell, a direct bus route from Edmonton to D.C. is not available. To travel by bus, you would need to take several connecting buses, possibly including a bus to a Canadian border crossing, a bus to Chicago, and then a final bus to D.C. Apparently, it takes 81 hours to bus to Edmonton. I got $100 towards Rooster taking a bus there.
Yeah, I got $100 too.
All right, that's $200. That'll probably cover round trip bus fare. I don't know how much a bus costs, but Rooster, should you be interested? There you go. Game one is not till next Tuesday, I believe. And or maybe it's next Wednesday.
He can get that by then.
Chris, if you want to go, we'll pay for it, dude. Done deal. I'm sure Cluster Buster will happily cover your hotel and board expenses. Do you think the Pacers knock out the Knicks Saturday night?
I think I'm leaning that way, but, you know, the Knicks showed some fight last night, and Big Cat, even with an injured knee, was balling.
I think it's going to be the Pacers. Even though I was the only one to believe in my Knicks last night, bing bong, I think the Pacers take them out Saturday night. You know who's playing some good baseball?
Nats.
Nats. Took 2 out of 3 in Seattle. Another big win last night. James Wood had 2 RBIs. Josh Bell.
James Wood
a little
not
going
to cover off the ball, man.
Josh Bell had a home run last night. Hassel had a hit. I think he was like 1 for 5, maybe 1 for 4. It was Gore had 8 strikeouts, 6 strong innings. Mm. It was good outing for the Nats, man.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it was good. I think, you know, as we inch closer and closer to kind of figuring out what this Nats team is, I think, I don't know. The sky ain't falling, despite what whoever is trying to put pressure on the front office in Natstown.
Yeah.
They just keep chugging along. People want to hate on them. Fine. I know we had somebody walk in here yesterday talking about their sources. I don't know. They
Man,
have
that boy, I have no damn sources. Please. They need to get off that leash before you go talk to some sources.
They have one of the lowest payrolls. They're bottom 10 in payroll. They're 4 games under .500.
You're bottom 10 in payroll. You're probably not supposed to be very good, right?
And if my man Ken Rosenthal wants to compare them to the Rockies again, the Rockies are 9-47.
That's horrible.
Nats are 26-30.
That is horrible.
So I think you're missing something there. All right, I want to get into some NFL stuff. We had a really good discussion yesterday kind of talking about Terry McLaurin and what should happen next. We'll do that. We're going to open the phones at noon today. We're also checking in with Kansas City, the Chiefs, Captain AC. Bob. We got to hang out with Captain Bob at the Super Bowl down in New Orleans.
That was fun.
Fun dude, man. I am really curious. My boy Cam Lynch is a huge Chiefs fan, and they remain confident, I would say, as they should.
Yeah.
But that Eagles Super Bowl loss, the way it went down, seemed to humble them a hair.
Well, I mean, it should humble them, but ultimately it comes down to what you always look at. Quarterback don't have time, can't play. And Pat didn't have time, so the offensive line was horrible.
And Pat got jumpy for the first time.
Yeah, but when you're getting hit every play, you will get jumpy. I don't care how much experience you have. One thing that will bother a quarterback is laying on his back. That's troublesome.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the NFL's most well-rounded teams, best rosters, a team that doesn't have holes. Unfortunately, I got to guess who's tops on this list.
Right.
I think you used to play for him, and it wasn't Burgundy and Gold. I don't know, but we're going to find out together. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.